Welcome to this video. My name is Johan Hedberg and I work for a consultancy firm called Excellent in Stockholm, Sweden. I'm here today to talk to you a little bit about how Logic Apps and BizTalk App works, and Logic Apps and BizTalk Server works, and how you can compare those two in a simple scenario, right? The simple scenario is really simple in part not to confuse you and by looking at the scenario. So the scenario here is that we will receive an XML file. That XML file will be received as a file. We'll validate that XML. We'll execute some rules based on that. We'll extract a path from that, which we'll use as the outgoing file name for this. We'll transform the message. We'll encode that message into a flat file. So instead of XML, we'll send out a flat file, a text file, through FTP, through its final destination. Right? Simple scenario. Schemas are going to be simple. Map is going to be simple. Orchestration or logic app is going to be relatively simple. It's all just to illustrate the differences and allow you to kind of compare and make your mind up around these technologies, right? So we're going to jump straight into a demo. So the first thing we're going to look at is we're going to look at the BizTalk server solution. So what we have right here is basically the gut of the solution in BizTalk, right? So we're going to receive a message. We're going to call some rules. We're going to transform the message. We're going to extract an XPath from that to use as a file name. We're going to send that thing out. So in BizTalk server, you will actually configure the receive port for your file to be received. We have that right here. And what that thing does now, as you can see here, I'm going to zoom in a bit. It says that it's going to be a file right here, right? It gives you the address of that file here. And it says that we're going to receive this message as an XML file, right? So nothing more complicated with that. If we then go back to our solution over here, we can see that the next step here is for us to call some rules. And if we zoom in on that, you can see here that we're going to call the vehicle information policy. So we see that right up here, right? So we're going to go over to the rules designer, and we're going to look at how that rule is defined. So if we go over here and we zoom in on this, you're going to see that if the trade name of the vehicle equals some name, right, we're going to take some action and set that name to another name. That's what we're going to do. That's my rule, right? So when that happens in the orchestration, that's what's going to happen if that matches, right? And then we're going to do a transformation, and the transformation again is super simple. It's just to have that action in there. It's not to do something difficult. Then after the transformation, we're going to be getting that file name out so that we can name the file according to the trade name that we've just perhaps set to something new, right? To illustrate that quite clearly. And then finally, we're going to send that out. And if we go ahead and look at the BizTalk server solution for this, and look at the send port here, you can see, again, that we're using a FTP send over here, right? And the FTP address is right here. And then we can also see here that we have a pipeline, an XML, this is going to be the flat file assembler pipeline, the send flat file pipeline. And that send flat file pipeline, that's actually defined within the Visual Studio solution. So you can look at that here, and you can see that the only component in that is the flat file assembler. And this is the step to make sure that we get this as a text file, right? And as you can see in the configuration of the receipt port, what's going to happen here is that we're going to take these files. And once we copy these files, BizTalk server is immediately going to pick those up. It's going to send those through the orchestration, through the rules, do the transformation, set the file name, and then send that out through FTP, right? And it's going to end up on our FTP server. So if we jump over to the FTP server over here, we can see here 7:27 p.m., which is not the local time, but anyway, 7:27 p.m. is the same time that we have in our clock down here. So these files just were received. So we can see that the one car here is the Chrysler Voyager, which is the same that we sent in. No change has happened there. And the Super Cruiser then over here had an other name initially, but now has got a second name here. So it's gone through and the rule has triggered and it has transferred those files. Right, so that's the BizTalk server solution. Now, if we jump back to the Azure solution over here. We're now in the Azure portal, so I have my Logic app right here. So we can look at the Logic app, and we can look at the triggers and actions for this. And this is equal to basically the orchestration designer, but it's not a one-to-one match in any way, because we configure a little bit differently in Azure and Logic apps. So we can see that we have our file connector. So this is a hybrid connector, which means that we're going to pick up files from my local computer. So actually, this folder, once we're there, but we're not there yet, we then have the XML validator, and the XML validator is going to validate the incoming XML. And the validator itself has its own configuration. It's not much, but it has a schema. And that schema is just an uploaded schema. It doesn't need to be a project or anything. It's just an uploaded schema. And we have that here, and we can see that the get vehicle information schema is what it's going to match against, right? So if we go back to the designer, the next step out then is that we're going to execute some rules. We did this in BizDoc server as well, and we're going to do it here. So we again tell in the Logic App Designer, tell you what the content, or rather what the input is for this. And if we want to see the rule itself, we'll have to go to the API app. The API up here, and you have to go to the policies, and it's going to load us our policy, and we can check that rule, and we can see here that, and we can click on this to edit it further, but we can see here that if trade name is some name, right, we're going to make trade name into some other name, right? And this is a little bit different, the naming here from the BizDoc server solution, but that's just to mix it up a bit, right? The next step then, after business rules, so the rules here has triggered, we want to extract part of the message. So we want to extract the trade name that we might or might not have changed here to make it available as the file name, right? This API app has no other configuration. And then we want to transform the message. And again, if we want to look at the actual transformation, we're telling what the input XML is here. But the actual transformation is over here in the transform service, right? So this will have a component here. There are a couple of maps. In this case, there's only one. And I can add maps here. Again, it doesn't need to be a project. This map, in this case, is the TRFM map, so the BizDoc services kind of format of the map. And that's what will trigger when I hit that transform shape over here. And then finally, what will happen is that we will encode this message into the flat file format over here. And on this flat file encoder, and I'm not going to jump back to that right now, but on this flat file encoder, I will have configured the schema for that to encode according to, right? And then finally here, it will use the FTP connector to upload some information, right? The content again from the flat file encoder over here. You can see that in the configuration here. And then it's going to set the file path to actually use the thing that we extracted from the XPath extractor, right? So that's my flow. So if I go to my local folder over here, I'm going to take these two messages. That's again, it's the same content that we had earlier. I'm going to put them in there. So what happens with the Logic app and the hybrid file connector is that it doesn't react on an event, right? The event that you drop these files in. It's actually going to be, from the Logic app, it's going to be polling. And we can see that here, if I go back to the Logic app, that I've got this set up to poll once every minute, right? And just to make sure everything's all right with that file connector, we can go to that file connector over here. That's my file connector that I'm using currently. And we should see right over here that this comes back as connected. And let's look at the folder. So our files are now gone. It's picked up by the Logic app and the file connector. And they should have been transferred now to my folder over here. Yeah, see, 720.32, same as down here. And we can look at these messages. Again, the Voyager is just a Voyager. And the City Creeper over here has now gotten its new name as opposed to the infile, right? Okay, cool stuff. So, what we've just done here is that we've done the same simple solution in BizDoc server and then done the same or looked at the same solution in Logic apps. And you can really compare and contrast these two, but it's up to you to kind of go ahead and, you know, create your own reference architecture for when to use what, decide what your strategy is based on your requirements. And it's really one of those things where I want to iterate this, that you should really not decide on using one or the other, or rather you don't have to decide on using one or the other. You can really use both. They are not functionally equivalent, right? You can do the same things in both of them, roughly. Some of the things are more or less the same, others are not, right? And there's things in Logic Apps that you can do in BizTalk Server, and there's things in BizTalk Server that you can't do in Logic Apps. So BizTalk Server at this point is a more mature and a more advanced platform. Logic Apps, however, is an up-and-coming platform, and there are a lot of things getting added to that platform every day on every iteration, right? So you have to really go back and look at Logic Apps, come back to that, because there are a lot of things happening. You can try it out today. It's really simple to get started. You can read more at this URL, how you would do that, and also read up on the documentation. So that's all I had for you today. Thank you very much for watching. I hope you learned something. Thank you. Bye.